It's 7:42 now on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, live at the UF Health Proton Therapy Institute. And what I love is that not only does it feel like almost like a family reunion as patients are coming in for their treatment, because the level of care that they're receiving from the doctors and from all of the support staff here at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, but it literally is a family affair. As we visited earlier with Dr. Nancy Mendenhall, the medical director, we're joined by her other half. She was the better half, by the way. Dr. Bill Mendenhall, who is with us. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Did you say hello, pumpkin, as she walked in?
I did.
The sweetest darn thing.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. 46 years happily married?
46 years ago we met in January. She was a third-year medical student. I was an intern. And we've been married for almost 45.
Wow.
And worked together ever since. And she's been officially my boss as either the chairman or the medical director for 32 years.
Boss in more ways than one, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you've been on this medical journey in treating cancer patients through the years as well. And none of us are spring chickens here, but because you've been doing this for so long, how has the treatment from the early days of radiation evolved to where we stand today and the treatment for someone coming through the doors this morning?
It's remarkable. When I started, we had two cobalt machines, and I could actually turn the machines on. I could get a patient, put them on the table, and treat them by myself after hours, and we did that. And the technology today would be the difference between a rotary telephone and your smartphone. Mm-hmm. And so it's gone from sort of a one-man band to a symphony orchestra. And so now we have a huge raft of physicists, dosimetrists, physicians, radiotherapy technologists. There's not a machine in the building or any modern radiotherapy department that someone like me could even turn on. And the difference between high energy x-rays and protons, if you think of high energy x-rays as being like a rifle bullet, and the way that you produce a dose distribution that's shaped like your target, what we call conformal, to minimize the amount of radiation to the surrounding normal tissues, is to come in from multiple angles. And so you're spreading out, you have an entrance dose, you hit your target, and then you have an exit dose. And so with protons, so what you're doing with high energy x-rays is spreading the moderate and lower dose radiation out into tissues that don't need to be irradiated. With protons, particularly with the newest technology, which we have, it's called pencil beam, it's like treating with tiny little depth charges, pixel by pixel. So you have a low entrance dose, the proton hits the target and then explodes, and there's no exit dose. So you can treat your tumor and minimize the dose to the surrounding normal tissues much more effectively, so that we can treat things like melanomas in the eye involving the retina with a dose distribution that's so tight that you can preserve useful vision, which you could never do with high energy x-rays. So for a lot of things, they really offer a huge advantage.
How has the enhancements in technology related to outcomes for patients and to the experience that patients are having?
Well, every patient we have goes into a database. And so we have a full-time statistician, a bunch of research nurses, and so we're always tracking our patients to see how they're doing. And then we report that information in the medical literature. And so for patients with head and neck cancer, for example, there's data from here and then also a large randomized trial that's been published recently that looks at the outcomes of patients with what we call HPV-positive oropharyngeal cancer, throat cancer, which is increasingly common. And what we're seeing is that there's a significant advantage in terms of reduced toxicity, lower rates of acute complications, and also requiring gastrostomy tubes and things like that. So ladies with left-sided breast cancer, you can often really reduce the radiation dose to the heart. And down the road, that means a lower risk of cardiac disease.
When you're given the hand of cancer and the diagnosis comes, how blessed are we, and you've been here to see the journey and the evolution here, and then all the other care that we have. It's not just UF Health, Mayo Clinic, and all the other institutions. If you live in North Florida, it's no longer a death sentence when you're getting that diagnosis.
No, and the I think when we first opened, we were the fifth proton center in the United States. I think currently there are 40 to 45, and so the one disadvantage of protons is availability. Most patients have to travel long distances in order to get them. We're really very fortunate in Florida because we have two proton centers in Jacksonville. We'll be getting a third when Mayo opens in 3 or 4 years or whenever that occurs, and so much more accessible. And in many situations, the likelihood of getting rid of the cancer is better, and the likelihood of a significant complication down the road is also lower.
Will that expansion also allow for more trials, which would allow for more discovery,
yes,
which then allows for better treatments and yes, more targeted treatments?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And less expensive treatment? Will it bring the cost down?
Yeah. There's a lot of interest in our field in trying to come up with shorter, less expensive treatment courses. And so there's a move towards what we call hypofractionation, reducing the number of treatments and so forth. It turns out that when radiation was first discovered around 1900, people really didn't know how to use it. And it turns out that if you stretch the treatment out over an extended period of time, you can reach a point where the risk of a recurrence goes up. On the other hand, if you reduce the number of treatments, a very small number of very large doses of radiation, the risk of complications can go up. And so you really want to try to use a treatment schedule that you have a track record for and try to shorten it, make it as convenient as possible, and cut the cost down, but not to the extent that you start seeing more late complications. Mm.
Dr. Bill Mendenhall, you've probably heard from hundreds of patients through the years, thank you, on behalf of Northeast Florida. Thank you for what you're doing, for what Nancy's doing, for what the team here is doing on a daily basis and helping to treat and provide hope and care and compassion to our community. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
Merry Christmas to you, your kids, grandkids, and everyone surrounding you and to the team here at UF Health.
And you all as well.
Appreciate it. Jacksonville's Morning News continues. We're live on location just north of downtown Jacksonville. Santa's arriving here in the next couple of hours. Can't wait to visit with Santa Joe as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.